Danny.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? How's everybody doing tonight? Tonight we're talking about the 1994 Speed movie. What's up, Big Lance?
What's up? All right, guys, we're back. And this is Speed. I ain't sure what year this came out.
It came out in 1994.
Speed with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock as co-star. And her fucking acting was shitty to me. I'm sorry. But she is really good in, like, comedy to me now lately. Here lately.
Well, she was a lot newer then. I don't think she had played in a whole lot of roles since
Demolition Man, I think, was before this, right?
And she wasn't real great in that.
She wasn't, but she was actually funny in Demolition Man.
She was. She was funny
in Demolition Man. Had some fucking funny lines in this, but it was like, I don't know, a lot of it was like just pushed to me. But it is fucking, who's our main fucking villain in this movie?
Anthony Hopkins.
The man.
No, it ain't fucking, it's Dennis Hopper.
Fuck. Dennis Hopper.
I always get those two
confused.
He
is so much like Anthony Hopkins. He reminds me.
I get those two confused. I mean,
they got a lot of facial.
King Koopa.
He was King Koopa. Yeah,
that's what I always remember him from.
That's right.
But him and Anthony Hopkins, I get those two confused all the time.
He does kind of come off as an Anthony Hopkins, but Anthony Hopkins way fucking
better. Oh, yeah, he's a better clientele of actor.
Yeah, he probably get paid a little more than Dennis Hopper. But,
don't forget Jeff Daniels, too.
Jeff Daniels, I was going to say that. You know who he reminds me of?
Who is that?
He reminds me of Dumb and Dumber guy. What's his name?
He is the Dumb and Dumber guy.
Jeff Daniels plays Dumb
Yes.
Dumber. Well, who's the other guy that reminds me of him?
That's the guy with, you talking about the guy that was with Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber? That is him.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's the guy that it reminded me of, but that was actually him. But there's another guy that kind of reminds me of just Jeff Daniels. He played on Stuck on You.
Stuck on You.
With Mark, Matt Damon, and the guy that he was stuck on. They were Siamese twins. I can't think of his name, but he actually played in Sunshine.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Nah, it was a movie about a girl.
Oh, that's the guy Sunshine. Who played Stuck
Little
on
Miss
You.
Little Miss Sunshine's the name.
That was Greg Kinnear.
Little Miss Sunshine got Paul Dano in it, by the way. Good movie.
Greg Kinnear. Kinnear is the
don't
guy.
Don't he kind of remind you of that guy?
Nah, not at all. Nah.
Okay, well, maybe he don't do you. Not but he does to me.
Yeah, but he's in that too. And also, Alan Ruck from Ferris Bueller's Day Off is on the bus. Don't forget about him.
Yeah, fucking, what's his name on Ferris Bueller?
Cameron.
He's Cameron on Ferris Bueller. He's Sandra Bullock, man. I don't think she did her best acting in this movie. And Keanu
I agree.
Reeves,
I don't think it was the best.
I want to get into them John Wick movies because a lot of people say they're really good, and I think it's something like the Jack Reacher era. It's like the Liam Neeson, the old guy turning badass. Have you seen the Facebook fucking video of Keanu Reeves fucking doing that badass shooting session where he's got to do like a police special ops dude, and he runs through these situations, boom, 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 and he's like doing a real situation. It's a real deal thing, and he's like really fast at it. So he trains a lot for these type of movies.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I mean, I seen The Matrix. He did a pretty killer run around gun.
I'm sure it's on YouTube, but every time I've seen this video, it was on Facebook. And it's Keanu Reeves doing this special ops training type police situation where he goes through and has to kill the suspects and save the victims and all that shit, where you can't shoot certain targets and you got to shoot certain targets.
Right.
And he's really fast at it. He blows through the fucking thing. So he's really, he trains a lot for these type of movies and stuff, you know. So I don't know. He's a good actor, but this movie,
he's good for the right roles. I mean, there's certain roles that he's really good for.
This movie, he still comes off as like Point Break and almost Bill and Ted type situation. Yeah, just kind of a surfer-ish.
He still kind of had some of the lines he had. The acting is not top notch in this. I'm not giving the acting, you know, a fucking award here. I just love the storyline of the movie.
I won't say something.
Go ahead. The storyline of the movie is what attracted me.
I think that me and you've been arguing tonight because we hadn't seen each other in a long time, and my face pisses you off, don't it? Is that what
sometimes it does?
Because I got this shit grin on my face. It's a happy face, man. I'm trying to be happy.
Okay, well, let's be happy.
Yeah, put that thing back up where we can't see each other. Maybe we'll be fucking happier together.
You think so?
I think so. I think that's what's fucked us up tonight. It's been fucking that many months, and we ain't fucking argued like that ever. And now we're fucking trying to kill each other. We're at our throat, or at our throats. That's fucking taboo. That's better. That's way fucking better, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now you're not threatening to me.
I don't need to see you. That is the whole problem. You're absolutely right. We don't need to see each other's face.
We're not threatening to each other now. Just fuck it. We'll say what. You know, when you're on the phone with somebody, you can say whatever the fuck you want to them, and it's not like just whatever. Fuck you, you piece of shit, bastard, piece of pussy.
You. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I think you got something there because the end of the last podcast, guys.
Because right now, I got a shit grin on my face right now looking at you. And if you seen it, you would probably get pissed off.
I think that may have something to do with it.
I fucking hate you, man. You're a piece of shit, really. You get that mad at me, you bastard.
Hey, this may work. We might can work together as long as we don't see each other's faces.
As long as I can't see your fucking face.
No, we can look up.
But I can see your fucking fat ass forehead over there.
Look. Hey, remember Home Improvement? We'll do it like Home Improvement. We can just see each other's eyes up to the nose. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, let's try this. All right, back into the story. All right, check this out. Basically, what we got here is Keanu Reeves, which is playing Jack. He's this fucking surfer boy, him and his buddy Jeff Daniels and their bomb squad. They're the fucking elite. And then you got Dennis Hopper, who we don't find out till later. He is a retired cop. And he's planting bombs all over the fucking place, blowing them up.
Yeah, he worked for that same
Yeah, many
department.
Years earlier. Yeah. He retired and got the gold watch. He blew up a fucking elevator.
They even talk about it. You fucking get your retirement and get your gold watch, and that's it.
Dude, I swear, in the elevator scene, I remember that last woman who was like, no, I can't go, no. And he's like, come on, lady. I remember her getting, like, dead.
Diabetes.
I remember her dying. She fucking, the elevator fell with her in it. They changed the goddamn movie.
Yeah, no. They couldn't have changed the movie. Maybe you watched an extended cut. think you watched an extended cut?
I don't fucking know what I watched, but I swear I thought I remembered she died.
You should be put to sleep, Philip. I think that somebody should, euthanize you?
Euthanasia?
Oh, that's where euthanasia come from. You should be euthanized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think I was saying youth in Asia?
And that's what it sounded like.
Euthanasia. That's
euthanized.
Euthanized.
You should be that.
Okay.
Okay.
I love you too, bro. So anyway, he stops them. They stop them from killing all the people on the fucking elevator. So then a fucking bus blows up and phone rings. And he's like, yeah, Jack, we're still playing the game. You thought you killed me. I'm still fucking alive. You better find bus 187. I don't know if it was 187. It was one something. And that one's going to blow up if it goes less than 50 miles an hour. So this motherfucker straight fucking just action movies this shit right onto that damn bus.
He did.
The way he stole that goddamn car and then just fuck. Oh, man. Go ahead. Tell me about that.
He stole old buddy's car. That black dude's like, hell no, man. It's my shit, man. He's like, no, I'm the motherfucking police, man. I'm finna take your shit. And then he takes his shit. He jumps in. He's like, get in the passenger seat, man. I'm finna
ride. But man, when he got
finna ride you around. We riding dirty, my friend. And then they jump in. He's like, hold the wheel, man. I'm about to jump in this motherfucking bus, man.
You put all the wrong accents on people.
And then what does he do? He jumps in the fucking bus. Man.
Oh, you're missing the part where he opens the door, goes above the bus, opens the door, slams on brakes. He's like, is your car, you got in? He said, is the car insured? And he said, yeah. And he rode up there and he opened the door and that bus just fucking slammed into that goddamn car. What is that?
I don't know. I'm laughing, man, about something in my own brain. I really am, dude. Listen, you know what this whole podcast could be? It's me just fucking doing different voices to the actors that don't make sense. It could be me doing fucking Irish accents to fucking Keanu Reeves. I believe that'd be a good podcast. It'd be funny, man. I'm sorry. What was you saying?
I don't remember. Where was I at? I was at, Oh, yeah, he jumped on the bus.
Yeah, he got on the bus. He jumped. I said that already. I already said that. He jumped on the bus from the dude's
car.
Convertible.
After he...
The black guy. I can't remember his name, but I want to say he played on that movie Step. What was it called? He played on that show with Queen Latifah called... Living Single.
I think that was him.
That was him, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Kind of looked like him. If it wasn't him,
I don't think it was.
If it wasn't him, that's his doppelganger.
Like he definitely looked like
that was his doppelganger.
His name is Glenn Plummer. He was in Saw too.
He was.
He was in Showgirls.
He kind of looked like the guy from Living Single. I'm a single kind of girl. Some shit like that.
I'm glad I got my girl.
Yeah. You're right. Keep your head up.
That's right. yeah, you fucked that all
damn,
up.
But it was good, though.
No, it's not the same guy.
All right, but he kind of looks like
him. He does. He looks. He's got kind of a similar facial thing going on there.
That's right.
All right, but yeah. So where were we at?
I don't know. I was singing Bel Air
before you got into your tangent about.
I don't even know what movie we're doing.
Yeah, you usually don't. We're talking about Speed.
Oh yeah, a lot of drugs in the life.
So anyway, so they're riding around. And basically going through all the obstacles, they got to go through traffic. Guess what? The fucking bridge is out. All right, let's floor that shit and jump it. They jump it. Well, he's seeing everything they doing because they try to pull up and get the people off. And the old lady tries to walk off and the fucking bomb blows up. And she goes up under. Man, she goes under that tire. They go bloop right over her.
Oh, yeah. What about when they run over that baby?
Oh, there wasn't a baby. She thought she hit a baby. She was like, oh, they hit a baby carriage. It was just cons. It's cool. It was just cons. That's what he said.
Now you're using fucking shit.
No, that was it. He was just like, oh, it's cool, man. It was just cons.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, lady. It was just cons. It was nothing else.
Get back in my mouth, little mouth. I want some too.
Don't worry, not a baby. Don't worry.
It was just
kinds.
Okay. So anyway, all right, we jump that goddamn big ass hole, and we realize that the people are watching. So we gotta get rid of the news cameras up top on the choppers. So we go into the airport. Well, guess what? We hit the fucking spikes on the back way out. It rips one of the tires, but it don't bust yet. Riding on it. But then they're riding around with no choppers because choppers can't go in the airport.
But yeah,
and they're just
riding
around.
They bust that gas tank. Did you mention
Well,
that?
Then he gets off. And he gets off because he realizes that because he's still seeing him afterwards, and he kept calling her Wildcat because on her jacket it had the Wildcats. Yeah. It was, I don't know, fucking North Carolina. I don't know, some goddamn shit.
Yeah, he had surveillance.
West Virginia
on
or something. Yeah. So then when he found the camera, realized that he got the news crew to hack in. They hacked in and looped it. Well, he goes out, he jumps off. The guy don't ever fucking see it. And then when he tries to get back on, that's when the dude blows one of the bombs and he falls off that little dolly thing he's riding up under, and he stabs the gas tank with the fucking screwdriver to hold on.
That was dumb.
That was dumb, but that was his only option. It was either that or hit the fucking ground and get rolled over by the tire.
Right. It was the blue pill or the red pill.
It really was. That's a good, that's good. I like that. It was the blue pill or the red pill.
I come with good analogies.
Sometimes you do. All right, so once they do that, once they do that, then he gets back on the bus, and he gets everybody off when the tape's looped, except for him and Sandra Bullock, because another one blows, and they have to separate. So they tie the fucking wheel up, and they get on the goddamn, what is that? It's like a hatch, you know?
The hatch.
Yeah. To like get up under the bus, and they ride that bitch down. Now all the gasoline he had on him and all the sparks that were going from that metal on concrete, would he have not just went up in flames?
Probably not, because
it dried.
No, well, sparks. It's got to be a certain degrees when it hits him for it to ignite diesel, and diesel is actually what's powering
diesel.
Diesel, yeah, it ain't no.
Well, they said gas though. Didn't
That's not a gas engine. I will tell you that right now. No gas engine can power a bus with that many passengers and that big of a.
You're
load.
Right. You're right. That was a goof.
Yeah, they're goofs. Movie people are goofs. They don't know about engines.
Well, then ultimately at the end of it, he kisses her and he gets the girl, and then it goes off.
Yeah, she sucks his dick.
We didn't talk about Jeff Daniels dying though. He went into the dude's bomber, and he immediately, that little thing went ping. He said,
"Oh, yeah, dead. Didn't get his dick sucked.
No, death may have sucked his dick.
The Grim
Reaper may have sucked his dick.
All right, I see that happening."
All right. Well, give me your rating and review on this. Tell me what you think about Speed 1994.
I enjoyed watching it again. I probably seen it about 2 or 3 years ago, and not all the way through. I think I caught it like halfway through on TV or something, and it kept my attention, and I watched it to the end. But, I did enjoy it again, watching it again, but there was some little bit of shitty acting, I think, out of Sandra Bullock's part.
And out of Keanu Reeves.
And Keanu Reeves for that matter. Yeah, Keanu Reeves is not the best actor.
Jeff Daniels did the best fucking job.
That's why I want to see Keanu Reeves' newer stuff, because I want to see his. Jeff Daniels is a really awesome actor.
Jeff Daniels was the best.
Yeah,
movie.
By far. Him and Dennis Hopper.
Even now, Dennis Hopper was
Dennis
even
Hopper
corny.
Was a good actor,
he
but
was
he
too.
Was corny in some parts. I will give you that. But Keanu Reeves is corny in a lot of his younger shit.
He is.
Point Break was kind of a corny act from him.
Dude, you got him, man. You gotta go with what you know, man.
Right.
I mean, that was just his persona on everything. But then
he was the surfer
kid. I agree with you. I think we should do.
And Matrix, you could see him progressing a little bit.
But he still had
a little bit of shitty acting in
Whoa.
It. But I think that John Wick, I want to watch his newer shit. I want to watch John Wick. I want to put it in next year's roster.
Next year?
Yeah.
Not this year.
This year.
Okay.
Sometime this year.
All right. John Wick.
Because John Wick just two come just
right,
come
right,
out.
Right, right.
Maybe let's put it out in the next couple months.
We'll see. All right. I'll listen back on the playback and we'll get it in the right
we'll
spot.
Get one and two in there because two just come out.
Well, what's your rating on this one?
I'm going to probably have to rate it like a 7.
Okay. I'm with you. I mean, I agree with a lot of the acting shit that you said. I mean, there was a lot of bad acting, no doubt. Like I said, the best acting was Jeff Daniels. I did not say anything to you, Alexa.
Oh, we forgot. Jeff.
She come back on.
Dennis Hopper loses his head because he's too tall.
I didn't understand the question I heard.
I wasn't talking to you. Shut up.
What does he say? He says, I'm too good or something. He says, you're too tall.
I'm better than you or something. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm taller.
Or you're tall. Or
he said, I'm taller because he lifted his head up and took his head off. And now I'm taller.
Now I'm taller.
That was kind of corny. But that was what was cool because he didn't have a whole lot of corny lines until that point. That was like the only real corny line he had in that movie. Other than his normal, whoa, attitudes, you know. But I mean, I think I'm going to give this movie a 7.5. I'm not going to give it 8 status, but it's better than 7. I'm going to give it a 7.5 in my opinion, in my personal opinion.
Yep.
All right, let's talk a little budget versus box office. What you think this movie spent, 1994?
94, I'm going to say $12
million. This movie spent $30 million.
Yeah.
In 94, which is about 200 million
that was
now.
About 17, though.
It's about 200 million now in today's time.
That was about 17, though. That ain't too bad.
No, you
were. About how much?
Huh?
It's about how much now?
30 million in 94 is probably closer to 200 million
today. I wouldn't say that much. Maybe 130.
Okay. Well, maybe I was a little high. All right, what you think this movie grossed?
They spent 30 mil. It probably grossed. They probably got their profit off of it because it had Keanu in it. I reckon he was a good actor. And Sandra Bullock.
Keanu.
I'm going to say they got 45 million out of it.
121 million.
Wow. That's like some fucking
they tripled.
Tom Cruise shit right there.
They quadrupled their shit.
That's like some Tom Cruise shit right there. That just lets you know how much people.
Well, you know, Speed is what started his career. I mean, Bill and Ted was all right, but I mean, that was just a role.
Well, then what made Speed so? What put Speed on the? Listen, people don't go to movies unless there is a badass actor or a badass director. Who the fuck put Speed on the mark?
You had Speed, and you had fucking, or you had Keanu Reeves, and you had Sandra Bullock, both big up and comers. And then you had Dennis Hopper, who is kind of a B-movie star, but he's known. And then you had Jeff Daniels' name in it, which he's a good actor. So right there, you had four good actors.
He was still a B actor right there.
Right, but you still had four names that were known right there, right out the gate.
Yeah, but 100 and how much?
121 million?
That's...
Plus, I tell you one thing I remember
Keanu
about Speed.
Keanu Reeves must have been
trailers.
More popular than you're talking
no.
about right now.
Well, that was his next movie after Bill and Ted.
That was the second movie he's ever done.
That I remember. Let's look
I don't
up.
Think so. He done something that put him out there before this that made this movie make that much money.
Well, let's take a look.
Keanu Reeves made this movie make that much money. It wasn't from Bill and Ted. It was from something else.
All right, well, let's check it out. Let's see what he did. He did, let's go all the way down to the bottom. Let's start from the top, or start from the bottom. TV series, TV movie, TV series, nothing I know. Nothing. I don't know any of this shit. All right, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures in 1989. He was in the movie Parenthood in 89. I remember that. He dated the daughter.
Well, Parenthood probably gave him a little bit more.
I mean, it was just a walk-on role, though. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure in 1990. He was in the video for Paula Abdul. Rush. He was in that video. I remember that. Point Break was in 91, so that helped him with
that
Patrick
Swayze. That was it. That's what did it.
And then he did Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey in
91. Oh, well, hell yeah. He was a big actor by then.
He was getting there. Speed in
Point
94.
Point Break did it for him. Patrick Swayze put him on the map.
All right, but after this, he did Speed in 94, okay? That was in 90. 91 was that. 94, he did Speed. After that, he did Johnny Mnemonic. He did I know that movie. A Walk in the Clouds. I know that movie. Chain Reaction. Philly, Minnesota, I've heard of, but I ain't watched it. He did Devil's Advocate. And then
before he did Devil's Advocate. Before
what?
Before Speed?
No, after. 97. Oh, okay. And then after Devil's Advocate, he did The Matrix. And right. Once he did The Matrix,
he fucking blew up. That's when he was a big actor.
That's when he became an A-lister.
But people were...
He was not an A-lister on Speed.
If that was a Twitter, he would be one of the top Twitter
But he was
followers.
Not an A-lister on Speed. He was not an A-lister on Speed.
Let me tell you
Speed.
Something, man. I listened to a podcast with Tom Cruise the other day. Him and Chris Hardwick. They talked about how some movies back then were Top Gun.
Yep.
Was in the movies for a year. For a fucking year. Some movies now ain't in box office but a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference nowadays. Okay, when you play fucking Speed in the movie theaters for fucking 5-6 months, that makes him a big fucking name.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
130 million come from him being in box office for 6 months because Speed was a big seller.
This was my pick, so I picked the movie, so you picked the show.
All right, let's go with...
Close my shit.
Let's go with Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock, okay, let's do it. You picked, I go first. Of course, you can't use Speed. Let's come right out the gate with Demolition Man. Is that your final answer?
Sandra Bullock, Demolition Man.
I said that.
Miss Congenitally. Miss.
All right, now.
All right.
Give me a final answer on that name if you're going to go with that.
All right. Sandra Bullock. She played in Speed.
Yes, she did. But that's not one you
Not Speed 2?
She was, but what's the whole name? What's the whole
Rush
title?
Rush Hour.
Is that your final answer?
No. Okay. Fuck you, man. The Heat.
Good one. Okay. Miss Congeniality.
Miss Congeniality 2.
Whole title?
That was all.
That's what you're saying the whole title is.
You think there's more to it? I think that's it.
All right, we'll let that ride. I think there's more to it, but I'm not going
to try me on that.
I'm not going to take a challenge. I think there's more.
I think that's it.
I think there's more to it, but I'm not going to take a challenge on that.
Congeniality.
Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Cruise Control. I said Rush Hour. I was close.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Oh, dude, I got a shit ton.
Do you really?
Yeah. Shit ton.
I thought I was going to get you on the Heat, but I couldn't remember anymore, so I had to use the Heat at the beginning.
You would have got me on the Heat. I didn't think about that.
If I knew more, I would have got you. Mario Brothers.
Is that your final answer?
She was on the Mario Brothers. You don't remember? She was one of them girls on the Mario Brothers.
Do you have an answer or not?
She played in Thelma and Louise. She was Louise's sister. Yeah, she was just had one little tiny thing.
Do you have an answer or not? You ain't gonna bullshit.
She played on The Wizard. Mm-mm. Yes, she was fucking Fred Savage's mother or something another.
Final answer?
Okay, good.
Is that, I mean...
Yeah, I lose, man. I'm just talking shit.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Officially, you quit.
What's your fucking next answer?
The Blind Side, The Net.
Oh, The Blind Side.
Hope Floats.
Fuck, I got one. Premonition. Did she play in Premonition?
I don't know. She might have
The Awakening. The Premonition. Premonition.
She might have been in Premonition.
She was in Premonition.
Hope Floats. The Lake House.
Lake House with Keanu Reeves.
With Keanu Reeves.
She played in the Lake House with Keanu Reeves. That was a good movie, too. Not a bad movie. Not a bad movie. It was a good romantic movie.
And she
movie.
Was married to Jesse James.
It was a good chick flick.
She was married to Jesse James. Lake House was cool. It had time travel.
She
it was pretty cool.
She was married to Jesse James. In real life?
The motorcycle
In
guy.
Real life?
Yeah.
And right
they,
now?
No, they got a divorce because he cheated on her with that cat something.
Cat Williams?
Cat Van Drone or some shit. Cat Van Drone.
Oh, did she fuck her?
Jesse James was fucking her and
she was
an affair
on
with her.
Miami Tattoo. She was on a whole different show.
No, he was fucking her while he was married to Sandra Bullock. Really? Sandra Bullock's hot, dude.
Sandra Bullock is hot.
Why would
Cat's
you cheat?
Hot. Yeah. Kat Von Du.
Kat Von Du or some shit. Why would you cheat on Sandra Bullock's like America's sweetheart, though. I mean, come on. What's your last word? Oh, one word. One word on speed.
Fast.
Furious. No, speed. Speed was going to be my one word if you didn't take it.
I took fast because I want to change it from speed.
That's cool. All right, guys, if you enjoyed the podcast, check us out at smokingshelter.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter.
Also, we're on Pocket Cast, Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes. 5-star rating. Give it to us.
Fill up.
What am I missing?
Don't forget, brother. We got these Behind the Smoke episodes, and y'all need to check us out on Behind the Smoke.
Hey,
listen. Check us out on Behind the Smoke. We got that on our Patreon/TheSmokyShelter.com. Check that shit out. And also, we're fixing to come out with some new segments, and they're going to be badass. It's going to be a little bit of different stuff between me and my brother. We're going to do some hypothetical stuff. We're going to do some improv. Well, it's going to be a wing it type situation. We're going to figure it out as we go, and we're going to get better as we go. So just fucking hang with us.
And that
on
shit
it.
Will be free.
And it will be fun.
It will be free on the normal.
On our regular website.
Smokey Shelter. I mean, you'll be able to get it in the same place as you get the movie podcast.
Right.
And we're
right.
going to continue doing the movie podcast.
But don't forget our Behind the Smoke, man. That is our fucking winner. That is the shit that people will never. That is our beginning, and that is what fucking brought me and my brother together after 30 years of fucking never loving each other.
We still now, fight like cats and dogs.
Now we can only love each other if we got barriers in front of us.
That's right. As long as I can only see part of his face.
Yeah, right.
I can't see that whole goddamn mug.
Shit grin. The shit grin.
Alright, so anyway, check us out, man. Tell your friends about us. Hey, hit us
please.
Up with some comments.
Hey, man, please check us out on iTunes. Rate us and review us. SmokeShelter.com. Always. TheSmokingShelter.com. That's how you can find us. Go to Google, Bing, fucking Yahoo.
Everything will be on it.
You fucking type in TheSmokingShelter.com. We're on there. You look for a bunch of movie cases. That's us, bitch. Fuck with us, and we fuck with you. And look, you rate us and review us, and you talk to us, and you let us know you fucking love us. We're going to put you out there. We'll plug whatever you want.
And we know you motherfuckers are out there because we're getting downloads like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, we get them.
Talk to us, man. Tell us what y'all want.
Out of our 70 episodes, we probably got fucking 100,000 downloads already.
At least. I hadn't checked it lately, but at least. I mean, we're getting fucking downloads. So this is my thing, guys. Send us a message at thesmokyshelter@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, or just send us a tweet. We're on Twitter, man. It's at the Smoky Shelter. Any last words, Big Lance?
All right. We're out. That's it. Let's find somewhere else to talk about.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
It's time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect. protect you. Sleep.
So nothing?
Yeah, that was my last words, man.
All right.
Fuck, don't interrupt my last words.